Islam also plays a role in an unusual court case in Sudan. A Sudanese woman is on trial for wearing a pair of green pants in public. She could receive 40 lashes with a whip if found guilty. Lubna Hussein is a former journalist and a United Nations employee. She has publicized her case to try to bring attention to the issue of dress code laws in Sudan. The BBC's James Copnell is in the capital, Khartoum. And first of all, James, tell us more about this woman. Is she a professional activist, or is she just a person who spontaneously decided to take a stand?
I think she's someone who feels very, very deeply about this issue. Not so much a professional activist as someone who just feels that wrong has been done. She's very well known in Sudan in certain circles for her columns in a daily newspaper, very caustic columns that sometimes rub people up the wrong way. And she told me she left journalism because there was so much state censorship, she couldn't say what she wanted to say. And then she moved on to the United Nations to work in the communications department there. So I think she's someone who is not a professional activist, but certainly has very, very strong feelings, principles, ideas she wants to get across.
How common is it for women in Sudan to wear trousers in public, and how often are they punished for it?
Well, funny enough, you do see women in trousers relatively often. I think particularly among more wealthy people, certainly foreigners wear trousers with apparently no problems. You do see Sudanese women in trousers too, though not that often. In terms of how often they're punished for it, well, lawyers and Lubna Hussein herself say that it happens on a regular basis, almost a daily basis. It just doesn't get this kind of publicity because the people who are punished don't know about the law or don't know their rights. Now, for example, when Ms. Hussein was arrested, she said she was one of 13 women arrested, and she said that 10 of the 13 immediately pleaded guilty and were given 10 lashes and a $100 fine. She and two others decided they were innocent, had done nothing wrong, wanted a lawyer, and that's why their trial took a little longer to come to court, as it has done now.
And what is it as far as the green trousers? I mean, is it just the fact that she was wearing pants in public, or was there something particularly indecent about these pants themselves?
Well, she wore these pants to the court to show the judge exactly what she had been wearing that had been judged inappropriate. And certainly to my eyes, at least, and I suspect to many Sudanese, there wasn't anything particularly shocking about them, just green slacks, I suppose you'd say, rather conservative, certainly not tight-fitting or anything like that. It was the mere fact that they were trousers that seems to have been at the root of this case. And I think Lubna Hussein is determined this case should go to court. She's even resigned her United Nations job, which would have given her immunity from this prosecution. And the judge adjourned the case for a few days so that she could resign her job and take the stand because she's so determined to fight this case.
And we have some tape from an interview you recorded with Lubna Hussein. Let's hear it.
I want to change this law.
You could potentially get up to 40 lashes.
Yes.
Aren't you scared?
Not afraid, but because hitting is not human.
You're not afraid of pain?
Not afraid of pain, yeah? And also is not matching with Sharia law also. If anyone said Sharia law hitting girls because trouser or anything, give us what Prophet Muhammad said.
She's saying there that Sharia law doesn't say you should hit women because they wear pants. How typical is Ms. Hussein's point of view in Sudan?
Well, certainly a lot of people, I think, would agree with her. Others wouldn't. I mean, I think there is a real division in society on this issue. And talking to a few people this week, there seems to be a change in Sudanese society as well. You see many more women wearing trousers, for example. You even see occasionally some Sudanese women not wearing headscarves in public, very, very few, and usually only in very expensive cafes or things like that. But I was told 2, 3, 4 years ago that simply wouldn't have been the case. But certainly there are some people who would feel that what Ms. Hussein wore was quite frankly inappropriate and that she should be punished for that. But by no means all people think that way.
So what is going to happen next in this case?
Well, the case has been adjourned until Tuesday. The judge will decide if there's a charge to answer, and then if he does think there is, he will decide whether she's guilty or innocent of wearing indecent clothing. And if found guilty, she could face up to 40 lashes and an unlimited fine. So I suppose all eyes now turn to the next court hearing on Tuesday.
The BBC's James Copnell in Khartoum, thank you.
A pleasure.